Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dent moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards third. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Downing for a passed ball. Duffy moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Downing reaches second base with a double. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent bunts towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to third. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharp. Lee reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Downing strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Tora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Spikes reaches second base with a double. There goes McCraw trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Downing, who tags McCraw for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lowenstein moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Dent moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alvarado fields it and throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. Kelly moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lee hits a line drive towards first. Muser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.